Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
You know, doing the ministry of God wasn't important. Remember, when you get saved, God gives you a ministry. Yeah. If you don't have a ministry, you need to be considering that thing. Why don't you have a ministry? God has given everyone a gift, and are you exercising that gift, listen to this, for the edification of His church? That's the key. So they were wretched. Here it is. He said also, the next word, he said, thou wert miserable. Have you ever been miserable? You just couldn't get comfortable. In other words, they were in this bad condition and they didn't even know it. They were miserable. They turned to the left, they were miserable. It was hot. They turned to the right, it was cold. They stuck in the middle, they were miserable. And the sad part, they didn't even know it. And then he also said, and poor. They're poor. In other words, they were rich with worldly possessions, but they were poor spiritually. In other words, they were dying. He said, hey, you need spiritual insight. You lost your way. Where are you? So he said you were poor. And then he also said you're blind without spiritual insight or discernment. You know, it was a point when you get to the point where you can't tell right from wrong, you're in a terrible place. This is what happens when we communicate with evil. Mm-hmm. You know, here's my favorite scripture. You know, people in my Sunday school class probably hear this one so much. But 1 Corinthians 15:33, if you write that one down, it says, be not deceived, evil communication corrupts good manner. If you think that you can talk or listen to evil and not be affected, you've been deceived. You know, a lot of people listen to their worldly music, but yet then try to turn on God music. You're straddling the fence. You know, some young people, older alike, don't even like to listen to Christian music. What's wrong with that? But they're a Christian. They don't like to listen to Christian music. I don't see the connection there. But in a word, the first part of that says, be not deceived. Lacedonia was trying to play two sides of the fence here. And they've been deceived. And they've been lulled into the sense of comfort. Watch out, boy, because whenever you become comfortable, it's a dangerous place to be. In other words, God always tells us to be hungry, to be after, to be hot. Hot as fire. Go out there and get them. You know, in other words, you know, like when we started out, you know, the church was on fire. But then what happened? We had a group, over 30 people coming out soul winning. And then it fizzled. What happened? You did run well. What did hinder you? In other words, are you putting other things above Christ's work? Let me tell you right now, there is no doubt important things that you need to do. But there is no important thing that's more important than telling a soul about Jesus Christ. I tell you, we was out there yesterday. Me and Juwan, you know, we coached basketball, had a good run this year. So we missed a lot of Saturdays in soul winning. But boy, we got out yesterday, the blue skies, Mary showed up, boy. And we had an awesome time. Boy, I tell you, it was what a wonderful time talking to people about Jesus Christ. We had some hills and valleys to climb. Miss Pat was out there climbing the hills better than I am. But I say, slow down there. I tell you, but what a good time to be in the hedges and highways telling somebody about Jesus Christ. Now, here's what I like, verse 18. He kind of told them their condition. But then he said, listen to my counsel. Here's his counsel. He said I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried into fire. What do you think he's talking about there? He's talking about faith. In other words, have faith in me. That's your goal, not your riches. In other words, there's a scripture that says, store up your treasures in heaven instead of the earth. Lacedonia had it turned around. They wanted all this earthly possession. But God says, store up your riches in heaven. In other words, he said, hey, have faith in me. Because I'm proven and I'm tried. I already went to the cross and I rose for you. He said that thou mayest be rich and white raiment. That basically talks about that your works that you do will be blessed by God. Remember, you know, some people kind of think I'm pious, but I do truly believe that whatever I put my hand to do, God will bless it.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.